I mean, it's huge numbers, you know, tens of thousands of strays each year, and you know, a proportion of those could be reunited with their owners if we could, you know, if we could only just find their owners. I think we've probably known it's been coming for a reasonable period of time. It became law in Northern Ireland in 2012, so you know, it was always something that was going to happen. But you know, even though it's hitting the media now, we've had plenty of warning about this. You know, we've known about it for a good while, and there's been plenty of preparation for it, and I think it's important for people to remember that, you know, all veterinary practices across the UK are going to be able to do this, and there are some charities who are also offering it free of charge as well. So, you know, if anybody's in financial difficulty, then you know they needn't worry, because there are some charities that are offering it free of charge as well.
I suppose people are worried about the cost of microchipping their dog, and at the same time they're thinking, well, if I can't afford it, I'm going to be slapped with a £500 fine. I mean, it's a lot of money we're talking about.
Well, it is, absolutely, and I mean, thankfully, it's a, you know, it's a reasonably cheap thing to get done. The advantage is that the, you know, the veterinary surgeon or veterinary nurse who does the procedure can, you know, give your dog a once over health check at the same time. But absolutely, you know, if that cost is going to be an issue to you, then there are charities out there who are offering to do the service for free. So the Dogs Trust, Blue Cross, Battersea Dogs Home, you know, these are the sorts of charities that you can contact.
What does the process of microchipping actually involve then for the animal?
Okay, so it's a needle. It's a needle. It's a little bigger than the one that we would normally have an injection with ourselves, or the needles that you might expect your dog to have an injection with. So it's slightly bigger than that. The microchip itself is about the size of a grain of rice, and the injection is normally given into the scruff of the neck. So just in between the shoulder blades. You know, there's going to be a little bit of a discomfort, a little bit of a pain response when that needle goes in, similar to you or I having an injection, but it's over in a matter of seconds. So it's not too traumatic a procedure for the dog to have, and ultimately I think the benefits greatly outweigh the small and very brief discomfort associated with the procedure.
I noticed a couple of articles over the weekend, actually, that some vets are actually warning people with young dogs, because, of course, you have to get it chipped after, is it 8 weeks? And they're sort of saying, actually, it might be worth holding off until the dog's a little bit older, because it might be too distressing for a puppy, or it might cause, you know, in some cases, a chap was quoted as saying one dog passed away. Would you agree with that? Is that where are they coming from?
Well, you know, I think we have to remember this is a very small number of vets who are suggesting this. It is a legal requirement that all dogs older than 8 weeks are microchipped. The benefits of microchipping far, far outweigh any tiny, tiny, tiny risk associated with the procedure. And really, the risk associated with the procedure is not so much a risk, it's just that small degree of discomfort that is going to be relatively similar to you or I having an injection. So the advice has to be, you know, stay within the law, get your dog microchipped.